Hey y'all, welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me today. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Today we're going to be reacting to another Shark Tank pitch, so let's check it out.
Next in the tank is a stylish alternative to boozy beverages.
Bonjour, sharks. My name is Melanie. I'm the founder of Guia. I was born and raised in Lyon, France, and I now live in Los Angeles, California. I'm seeking $250,000 for a 5% equity stake in my company, Guia. Sharks. How many times have you wanted to take a night off of booze and the only option at the party was water? How many times have you wanted to take a night off of drinking and been asked if you're sick or pregnant? I'm here to take the word drinking back from alcohol. That's why I created Guia. Guia is delicious. It's fresh, bitter, complex. It has notes of yuzu, rosemary, juicy Riesling grapes, and a sharp kick of citrus, and it's non-alcoholic. There's truly only good things in it. A Guia Spritz is a perfect accompaniment to any celebration without a hangover the next morning. So how do you drink Guia? You can mix it with your favorite bubbles or have one of our ready-made spritzes. Sharks, who is ready to get over the influence with Guia?
Wow, how do we drink it? I want to try it.
Let's have one together.
Okay.
So you can have one of our ready-made spritzes. This one is mixed with sparkling water. This one is mixed with our homemade ginger beer. It's my personal favorite. And lime and salt is our newest one.
Oh, wow. That's really
Melanie, how many
nice.
Calories in this?
About 50 in the whole thing. In the whole thing.
Melanie, this is really nice. Yeah. I love this one.
The idea is that it's an alcoholic Amaro, like an Italian drink, you know, akin to a Campari or an
that's what it reminds
spritz.
Me of, like a Campari.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But an all-natural version, much lighter, and you know exactly what's in it.
Oh,
yeah, it's nice.
C'est bon, c'est très bon.
Merci beaucoup.
It's got bitters in it.
Très, très bon.
What do you sell each one of these for, and what does it cost you to make?
Yes, so we actually just increase our prices, and interestingly, our sales have gone up. So our bottle now retails for $38. It has 10 to 12 servings in it, and it costs us $6.50 to make. Our spritz costs us $1.25 to make in 6 months. That will be 70 cents only, and it retails for $5.
Let's talk about the business. Hopefully, we're gonna hear some great sales numbers.
Last year was our first calendar year, and we were 75% online because we were still kind of on the tail end of COVID.
And?
We made $2.5 million.
Whoa!
What?
Mama,
what
a feat!
How did you sell that $2.5 million?
We just launched with an Instagram post.
That's it.
And
what?
It took off.
And so did you make any money on that $2.5 million last year?
Not yet, but we invested very heavily into this year, and we have a two-year path.
How much did you lose last year?
A little under $1 million.
You lost $1 million?
How much did you put
in? Well, we have $1 million worth of inventory.
How much did you raise?
We had raised $3.5 million in work.
Oh.
And we're currently raising $6.5 million.
Sorry, Melanie, who did you raise?
No,
what was the valuation at $3.5 million raised?
Well, the first 900 was a safe at $7.5 million.
Your first 900,000 that you raised pre-revenue?
It was everyone I had ever worked for. I worked very hard. I worked for companies like Sweetgreen and Gaultier. I worked at Goldman Sachs and the people that had seen my work before.
How much do you still own of the business?
I still own 57% of the business after this $6.5 million round.
Wow, that's impressive.
What valuation is a $6.5 million round at?
It's a $35 million pre-money valuation.
What?
Holy!
So 41, by our numbers, 41 million, because that's pre-money versus post-money.
41 million, what's sales going to be this year?
4.5, doubling next year. We have.
I need an alcoholic drink. Are you kidding?
And Melanie, why are you offering us $250,000 for 5%? And if I did the numbers, you're giving us a $5 million valuation today. I'm just trying to understand that conversation with the people you're pitching it to at 40 million.
Yes.
And then telling them you're giving it to us at five.
Yes. Well, you know, this equity is directly coming out of my shares.
Which is smart. Good for you.
I want someone to come in and help me build this into a huge business. We launched in the depths of the pandemic, so we've already overcome, you know, a lot of hurdles. Currently, we're sold in 750 accounts. I personally reached out to at least 400 of these accounts myself on Instagram during
COVID.
Good
for you. Good for you.
2020, there was no other way, and I said, hey, like, I'm making this drink. You're a chef I really admire. I would love to send you a bottle. Will you please try it and give me feedback? I really believe non-alcoholic drinks are the future.
Smart
and
thing
every
to do.
Restaurant in a few years will have non-alcoholic menus. And I really hope that you'll join me on this adventure.
Here's my thought about this. So I think you're super impressive. So raise that amount of money. And you're one of the few that came in to show us the value that we add. But I unfortunately can't drink this. I have acid reflux. I want to be in this, but I can't because I can't drink this stuff. So I'm out.
Well, thank you very much.
Listen, you are amazing. For me, when I invest in something, I have to be able to partake in it. And unfortunately, Damon and I have something similar. I cannot eat citrus or bitter things. It just affects me. And I'm just so sorry about that because I love you. I wish you good luck. But
thank
unfortunately,
you so much.
I'm out.
Thank you, Lori.
Melanie, the category you chose is one of the hardest ever.
Non-alcoholic.
Because it's either expensive to ship them, it's expensive to store them, it's expensive to get shelf space for them and to keep it. Getting to $50 million in sales to really have an impact is going to cost you $50 to $100 million. And so for those reasons, I'm out.
Thank you very much.
Look, Mark's right. You somehow picked the hardest category to get into, and you're killing it. Melanie, I'll give you the $250,000, and I'll give it to you for the 5%.
Wow.
That's my offer. Do we have a deal?
Wait. You may get an offer from somebody who's actually in this business.
You're in the wine business?
Yeah, I sure am.
Because, you know, there's no alcohol in
well,
this.
Well, do you want to hear my offer or not?
With all due respect,
you're going to get
Kevin.
A second
so,
offer.
So, Melanie, I don't want to argue. I don't want to negotiate against other people. I'm making a bet
on you.
Do
you want to hear another
I'll
offer
I'll give you $250,000 for exactly what you asked for. If you don't want that offer, I'm happy to step out, and you can negotiate with Kevin.
Wow.
I feel like it's not fair not to hear everyone out.
Ooh. I think that's reasonable.
Ooh. Is that okay?
You may not like my offer.
Melanie, I'm out.
Point blank.
Ouch.
I'm giving you exactly what you asked for.
He's right, Melanie. He's right.
I mean, at a certain point, you got to decide as an entrepreneur, why did you come here? Because I think if someone comes in here and I give them exactly what they're looking
right,
for,
Robert.
And then they want to hear more, I'm not sure where that conversation's going. So all due respect, I wish you all the best. Good luck.
Thank you. So my offer isn't going to change because of what happened here.
Oh,
absolutely.
So I know what I'm worth. I also know that I'm in this business, and I also know this category. And everybody's talking about how difficult it is, and they're right. But I'm not doing it for 5%. I'm too valuable. I want 10%.
Oh, now she's not going to be loyal. Now she's not going to be the owner.
Your valuation just got crushed.
Oh. Because I have to get up in the morning and work on this. I do.
Oh.
You can moan and groan all you want. Have another drink. I'm
so sorry. Her deal.
No. Kevin mad at Davis. That was too funny for me. You can moan all you want. Have another drink. Okay. That was funny.
A shark that is Chef Wonderful and Mr. Wonderful. That's
why. I know. That's why you should give her, you know, $1 million.
Yeah.
You can say anything you want. You're out.
What do you think, Melanie?
That's true.
I'm not in a position to accept an offer like that without doing wrong to the people that have supported me from the beginning. So I unfortunately.
It's your stock. It's not
she
your
has 57%.
She has 57. That puts her under 50.
That puts her
she's
under,
not
going
to go under 50. And
she can do whatever she wants.
You knew that already, Kevin.
I'm doing it for 10%.
I'm honored, but I can't accept it.
Good for you, Melanie.
Thank you, Melanie.
Good luck, Melanie.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Good luck.
I would have asked Robert again. Oh, man. Hindsight's hindsight is always 20/20. You hopefully, if you can, if you got the ability to reflect and kind of understand your errors. But anyway, she had a good deal with Robert, giving her exactly what she needed. She knew she couldn't give up anymore. She would have been, if she would have took the $250K, which is what she asked for the 5%, which is what Robert was offering and what she came in there willing to give up, she would have still been 52% owner of her company. And you still be, you still had a majority equity and, you know, you still own her. She gave way with that. And knowing that Kevin is a sharky deal maker, you know he gonna want more than that 5% that you willing to give away. And so she said, it's not fair not to hear all people's offer, even after she got exactly what she was asking for. And so I need y'all comments below. Help me understand if what she did, what you think what she did was wrong or right. Because on one end, I can understand. I would want to hear everybody's deal depending on the situation that I'm in. And I believe in her instance and in her situation, because she knows that she's already split different ways, she's been raising a lot of money. And so she has 57% ownership, and Robert heard that and he said, look, I'll give you exactly what you want because I understand you want to still maintain your ownership. And so, and I like the product. He was excited about the product, although Robert is excited about all the products anyway, but he was excited and he gave her exactly what she wanted. I think in this deal and in her situation, she probably could have, you know, countered, but I would have kept the conversation with Robert. Going after Kevin, and Kevin just got that deal from her, man. 10%, now he knows she gonna have to go and give up, and then she won't be owner. I think she just really lost an opportunity to do a deal with Robert. And I hope that she still remains successful in all of her endeavors. But man, I think that was a missed opportunity. Let me know what y'all think as well. I know we have different perspectives and things like that, but let me know what y'all think in the comments, please, on this deal. But anyway, she ended up not making a deal for Gia. And I really do hope that she still remains successful with the money and the partners that she has on board and the money that she's successfully raised, even though she hasn't made a profit yet. But I really do hope that she sticks to it and make it a success for her. So I wish all the best for her going forward. I can't wait to hear an update on how she's doing. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying until the end. I really do appreciate it. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you like this content. And don't forget to check us out for the next ones.
I walked away without a deal. I feel like it was fair to hear everyone out, and I took the risk. And
I don't know if Robert will regret backing out of that offer, but you know, I hope he lets other people speak in the future.
I think she made a mistake, Robert. She should have taken your offer for sure.
I think she made a big mistake.
Rule number one in sales, when you get the order.
Robert, what does ABC stand for?
Always be closing,
thank
baby.
You.
And rule number two in business, never trust Kevin.